Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Narchries Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Elizabeth R. Varen's Longstreet, The Confederate General Who Defied the South, is a historical biography of James Longstreet, one of the Confederacy's most prominent generals and one of its most controversial post-war figures. Published by Simon & Schuster in 2023, the book revisits Longstreet not only as Robert E. Lee's senior lieutenant, a commander present at Gettysburg and victorious at Chickamauga, but also as a former Confederate who later supported Reconstruction, black voting rights, and the Republican-led integrated government of Louisiana. Varen's purpose is to connect battlefield reputation, post-war politics, and historical memory into one interpretive portrait. Rather than treating Longstreet's military career as an isolated Civil War subject, she examines how his later rejection of lost cause orthodoxy reshaped how white Southerners remembered him. The result is a biography concerned with transformation, racial politics, and the uses of memory in the decades after Appomattox. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, Longstreet's wartime reputation as the foundation for later controversy. Varen begins from the fact that Longstreet was not a minor Confederate figure whose post-war choices could be ignored. He served as one of Robert E. Lee's most important subordinates, fought in major campaigns, counseled caution at Gettysburg, helped secure the Confederate victory at Chickamauga, and was seriously wounded later in the war. This prominence matters because his later political choices created a reputational crisis for former Confederates who wanted their military heroes to support a unified narrative of Southern grievance. The book does not present Longstreet simply as either a misunderstood genius or a failed general. Instead, it shows how judgments about his command became entangled with politics after the war, his disagreements with Lee at Gettysburg, especially his resistance to frontal assaults against strong Union positions, became useful material for critics who wanted to blame Confederate defeat on someone other than Lee or the Confederate cause itself. Varen uses this military background to explain why Longstreet became such a powerful target. His wartime stature made his post-war break with white Southern orthodoxy more threatening, and his battlefield record gave opponents a way to turn political anger into retrospective military accusation. Secondly, a Confederate general's Reconstruction alliance with black voting rights. The most distinctive emphasis of the book is Longstreet's post-war political transformation. After the Confederacy collapsed, he moved into a political world defined by federal Reconstruction, black citizenship, and violent white resistance. Varen highlights Longstreet's support for black voting rights and his participation in the integrated Republican government in Louisiana. These actions were not symbolic gestures alone. In New Orleans, Longstreet aligned himself with a racial political order that many former Confederates viewed as illegitimate and intolerable. When white supremacist forces tried to overturn that government by force, Longstreet helped lead the interracial state militia against men who had once been his regional and political allies. Varen treats this moment as central to understanding him because it shows a real break from the assumptions of the slaveholding republic for which he had fought. The book does not require readers to forget his Confederate service. Instead, it asks how a person formed by that cause could later endorse constitutional rights for black Americans in a setting where doing so carried severe social and political costs. Longstreet becomes a case study in political change under pressure. Thirdly, lost cause memory turned Longstreet into a convenient scapegoat. Varen places Longstreet within the struggle over how the Civil War would be remembered. The lost cause tradition elevated Confederate sacrifice, softened or denied the centrality of slavery, and preserved Robert E. Lee as an almost untouchable symbol. Longstreet's post-war republicanism and support for Reconstruction made him incompatible with that memory culture. As a result, critics did not merely condemn his politics. They worked backward, portraying him as responsible for Confederate defeat, especially at Gettysburg. This process allowed white Southerners to protect Lee's image while punishing Longstreet for rejecting post-war racial orthodoxy. Varen's account shows that public memory is not a neutral archive of what happened. It is shaped by political needs, social power, and the willingness of communities to honor some facts while suppressing others. Longstreet's relative absence from Southern monument culture is therefore not an accident of historical neglect. It reflects a deliberate pattern in which remembrance was conditioned by loyalty to white supremacy and lost cause mythology. The book is especially useful in showing how military reputations can be constructed long after battles end, often in response to later political conflicts. Fourthly, a biography organized around historical meaning rather than battlefield detail. Longstreet is a biography, but it is also a study of interpretation. Varen is interested in the symbolic Longstreet, who emerged from decades of argument about war, Reconstruction, race, and Southern identity. This gives the book a different emphasis from many military biographies of Civil War commanders. It does not primarily offer a new tactical reconstruction of every campaign or a detailed independent reassessment of Longstreet's generalship. Instead, it connects his personal trajectory to the broader political history of the post-war South. That approach helps explain why the book has been praised for illuminating reconstruction and historical memory. While some military history readers have wanted more sustained analysis of his performance in battle, the choice is interpretive rather than accidental. Varin treats the argument over Longstreet as evidence of larger historical forces. His life becomes a way to examine how former Confederates responded to defeat, how Reconstruction created new political possibilities, and how white resistance tried to narrow those possibilities through violence and memory control. The result is a work that sits between biography, Civil War history, Reconstruction history, and memory studies, with its strongest contribution in the overlap among those fields. Lastly, moral transformation without erasing Longstreet's Confederate past. A key strength of Varin's interpretation is that it avoids making Longstreet's later actions erase his earlier service to the Confederacy. The force of the book depends on holding both facts together. Longstreet fought tenaciously for a government built to preserve slavery. And after defeat, he became one of the most prominent former Confederates to support black political rights and a racial Reconstruction government. This tension makes him historically important, but also morally complex. Varin's account suggests that change is possible, yet it also shows that individual transformation does not automatically transform the society around that person. Longstreet's former allies largely rejected his new commitments, and the broader South moved toward systems of exclusion, racial violence, and historical myth-making. The book, therefore, uses Longstreet to test easy assumptions about redemption, loyalty, and political courage. His choices were consequential because they placed him against the dominant white Southern consensus, but they did not undo the damage of the cause he had served. This balanced framing gives the biography its analytical value. It allows readers to examine transformation as a historical process rather than as a simple moral conversion story. In conclusion, Longstreet is best suited for readers who want Civil War biography connected to Reconstruction, racial politics, and the history of public memory. It will be especially valuable for students of the post-war South, readers interested in the lost cause, and anyone seeking a more complicated account of Confederate veterans after 1865. Those looking mainly for a campaign-by-campaign military biography may find that Varin gives less space to tactical analysis than traditional studies of generals often do. And its intellectual benefit lies elsewhere. The book clarifies how military reputation, political allegiance, and racial ideology interacted after the war. And it shows how Longstreet's later support for black voting rights made him unacceptable to many white Southerners who otherwise celebrated Confederate commanders. Compared with more conventional Civil War biographies, this work stands out because it treats the afterlife of the war as central rather than secondary. Varin uses Longstreet's career to explain why Reconstruction remained a battlefield of memory, power, and legitimacy long after formal surrender. The book also helps readers understand why commemoration is selective. Longstreet was not forgotten simply because of battlefield debate. He was marginalized because his post-war politics challenged the racial and historical narratives that many Southerners wanted to preserve. If you would like to support Elizabeth Varin, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.